one of the things that I kind of use is once we get going, I'll use an average of about 3 or 4 previous days to get an idea where that soil temperature is going to be. Or I'll look at the forecast and I'll add 3 or 4 days together, finding out what our average temperatures are. So, you know, as we look into one of the more recent forecasts, I see that, you know, we got a couple days here where it might be kind of warm. But as we get into next week, it doesn't look like those temperatures average over 50 degrees very often either. So we could use a warmer spell. There are some concerns about that first drink of water that a corn plant takes or a soybean plant takes, that it's cold. It at times creates problems with emergence, so we're concerned about that. But we've got a lot of producers that know how many days it takes them to plant, and so they're really considering starting or have started. We got a lot more producers that it doesn't take that many days to plant, and they're trying to play the waiting game and be patient, because with those forecasts, it's not going to gain a lot of ground except for having the seed in the ground.